In recent days and weeks, several national retailers have announced mass store closures and layoffs in order to trim losses and to keep their investors happy. So what does that mean for us here in the Rogue Valley? Hello, I'm Mail Tribune business reporter Greg Stiles, and you're listening to Rogue Biz, Episode 6. Macy's has closed or plans to close 100 stores coast to coast. The latest round announced this month includes upscale California locations and one in Twin Falls, Idaho. Here in Oregon, Sears will close its longtime anchor at the Portland Lloyd Center and in Springfield. Mattress firm, a unit of South African-based Steinhoff International, has announced it will shutter 200 stores. So far, the Rogue Valley has avoided taking a hit, whether that's because of our isolation and the lack of competition, or simply the stores here have been run better and are turning a profit isn't clear. Macy's, the successor to the original 1986 Rogue Valley Mall anchor, Myron Frank, occupies not one but two locations. If Macy's were to pull the plug here, that would indeed be a blow to local shoppers. But for now, it's business as usual. Sears has been a staple of the Medford Center for nearly 60 years, surviving a raft load of remodels and ownership changes. The stores next door, such as Circuit City and London Fog and J.K. Gill's, have come and gone, but somehow Sears has continued. One line of thinking is that Jackson County demographics and its competitive isolation assure stores like Sears a significant market share. Older shoppers tend to return to familiar locations where they've established relationships. Then there is Mattress Firm, previously known here as Sleepland and Sleep Train. The overarching company snapped up competitors at a fast and furious rate to the point where they own stores on both sides of the street in some parts of the country. Having hit a saturation point, it isn't surprising to see some of those stores close. To that extent, however, it might be worth keeping an eye at the Mattress Firm locations here in Medford. They're within a mile of each other. One is at the ever-busy corner of East McAndrews and Biddle Roads. A newer store is at the Northgate Marketplace, adjacent to Trader Joe's. Before signing off, I want to take a moment to remember Roy Wright. He died on New Year's Eve at the age of 77. Roy ran an appraisal service and tracked the local residential real estate market here for nearly 40 years. He was an invaluable resource, and we will miss him. Well, that's it for this time. Be sure to give my Mail Tribune colleagues a listen, starting with Ryan Files' First Things podcast weekday mornings. Listen to other Mail Tribune podcasts at www.mailtribune.com/podcasts. Episodes are also on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, and SoundCloud.